And also, you're going to find out how half-naked women and tinned peas helped to keep Vladimir Putin in power.
And there are entries called Bellend and You're in Trouble.
Yes, lest you thought we only dealt with the big issues. So there's a lot of stuff that's the weird news behind the bigger stories of the year that you might have missed. And then, as Andy's provided examples of, there's a lot of really stupid news we've covered as well.
That's right. Things like the fact that you're going to encounter a woman called Crystal Methvin, who was arrested for crystal meth.
You will find a snail race, which was postponed because the snails were too sluggish to take part.
And you will learn about the ice hotel in Canada, which caught fire.
That's right. So, buckle up, get ready. It's an A to Z of the most interesting news from the year. And unlike a normal audiobook where it's just going to be the text written, we've got a bit loose with it. We are going to be interjecting and having chats as we go along. So, in a year that was dominated by stories of Kim Jong-un, me two, and three lions, we four fact hunters.
I see what you did
there. What point are you trying to make here, Dan?
I don't know, but I'm struggling to do it. We four fact hunters present to you the audiobook of the year 2018, your guide to what on earth just happened. And in a very particular order, here we go.
A. In which we learn why flies can't fly with American Airlines, whose reputation might be tarnished by working with the White House, who bought Russell Crowe's jockstrap, how to tell your astronauts from your astronauts, and why the Belgian army are such mummy's boys. AA.
OK, we're starting the book with AA.
Good place to start.
No aardvark news this year.
That's tragic.
But we found quite a lot of AA news, didn't we?
Yeah. Too much, I would say.
Okay, here's one. American Airlines, which is an AA, they banned passengers from travelling with emotional support insects.
Did that affect many people?
No, probably not even that many insects either, right?
Yeah, I don't know how emotionally supportive insects can be.
So American Airlines, they changed the rules on emotional support animals this year. And that means that insects now prohibited, along with any animals with hooves, any emotional support amphibians, emotional support ferrets, emotional support hedgehogs. And the move was a response to an 84% rise in urine, feces and aggression related incidents involving animals since 2016.
Well, they're going to need to ban me if that's the problem then.
We found more AA news as well, but found AA news about the Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a man who bought the original Alcoholics Anonymous document, and he did so, and then he waived his anonymity in order to help alcoholics.
Wow, so he's no longer anonymous.
He's not. So there's this founding book of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is from 1935, and this year it was sold at an auction in Los Angeles for $2.4 million, and it gets called The Big Book. Because it's very big, because its paper is very thick. And the man who bought it was the man who owns the Indianapolis Colts American football team. And he's been battling his own addictions over the last few years. He's called Jim Irsay. And he decided to go public, and he said that he would make a cabinet for the book and display it for part of the year at Alcoholics Anonymous's headquarters in New York in order to help inspire alcoholics to give up drink.
Oh, nice. What a nice story.
That's very cool.
Another AA, the first AA that springs to mind, really, is the AA battery, right? And this year, scientists invented a battery that never runs out, ever. So it's AA size. It was created by Osseo, a wireless technology company that's based in Washington State. And it's called Forever Battery. It comes with a transmitter that constantly keeps it fully charged via Wi-Fi-like waves. So just in the air. The air charges it.
You are an expert in this kind of technology, Ella, of course.
Oh, absolutely. I practically invented it. although it has to be that the battery and the transmitter are within 10 metres of each other. It's a small caveat. It's in the small print. But the hope is that one day these kind of setups will be available in every single home.
That'll be good.
Wow. There's one final AA. Which is that the Automobile Association found that there was one breakdown they couldn't fix. A former executive chairman at the Automobile Association sued the company for wrongful dismissal after he was fired for gross misconduct. He said he was stressed and overworked when he got into a fight with a colleague and that the company had no regard for his mental well-being. So, essentially, his argument appears to be that the AA couldn't deal with his breakdown.
Are they using that on their advertising in future? There's only one breakdown the AA can't fix.
And it's your emotional breakdown.
Advertising.
Roger Federer lost